This Halloween, Cal State activists from a campus voting organization wore costumes designed to teach their fellow students about the upcoming election.
Hello, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm here to endorse Prop 1D for all the little children. See here, Prop 1D would give children the money necessary to get a good education, $10.4 billion to the California educational system. And here, Cal State Fullerton alone, $14.6 million.
The performance from the group was aimed at sparking the interest of young voters. Although there were encouraging signs of increased turnout in the last election, voters age 18 to 24 still show up in much lower numbers than the rest of the population. Curtis Schlafman, who played Governor Schwarzenegger, says students don't realize the power they have.
Well, the youth aren't used to voting. Most of them are just voting for the first time in that age group, and they really don't know how much they can manipulate the system and get things their way.
Angela Myers, who took part in the show, says the politicians don't focus enough on issues that concern students.
Tuition keeps rising. People are definitely concerned about that. A lot of students are actually worried a lot about the environment. Things like that, where things more affect us.
The organization has used those student concerns to register over 1,000 new student voters since the beginning of the fall semester. The problem now is getting those students to actually turn out to vote. One student in the audience, Kristen Ramos, enjoyed the presentation on Proposition 1D, but is unsure if she will show up to vote this week.
I don't know if I'm going to vote, but I mean, I think it's a really cool prop. If I vote, I'll definitely vote for it.
Kristen also caught a little bit of the governor's debate, but said she was not particularly drawn to either candidate.
I'm not really into politics and everything, so this was like the first I ever heard about what they stand for.
Crystal Young was already planning to vote before coming to the show, but she definitely feels she learned something important about the upcoming election.
Actually, I didn't even know that we were voting for governors, so I have to get on that.
With students in the audience lacking for knowledge about the candidates, the group also gave Phil Angelides a chance for publicity. Unlike the real Phil Angelides, who struggled to get invited on talk shows, Cal State's Angelides got a chance to take the stage on a mock version of the TV show Ellen.
You know, you're looking a little gray, you know. Are you having a little stress? How are you doing with that?
Yeah, you know, this campaign is just turning me old really quickly here.
The group wants students to show up to the polls informed, regardless of who they might vote for. To emphasize the importance of voter education, they even brought in the top political leader in the country.
Before you go on to vote, you gotta do a preemptive thought process. Otherwise, things are going to be a mess when we go in there. Might be some insurgents inside of the voting booths.
Reporting for Annenberg Radio News on the Cal State Fullerton campus, I'm Dan Obenshine.